is Aziz Show, New York bestseller show in the world, and I am inviting today none other than Miss Haya Nafisa. I'm sorry, Miss Nafisa Haya. She is model, actress, philanthropist, and daughters. She is very very intelligent, smart, and businesswoman. Okay, Miss Haya, welcome to our show.
Hi, hi. Who are you?
I'm Aziz.
Who invited me here?
You. See, this is not an arrogant show. It is a show belongs to ask questions and you answer.
Okay.
Don't make counter questions. Okay.
Fine.
This is a show for.
Can you ask questions?
Yeah. How old are you?
Currently, I'm 12 years old.
Okay, fine. You told us very real age. Normally, actors and models does not reveal their real age. I don't know why they are not revealing their real age, especially. Why?
Okay, you can continue. You're asking questions.
Yeah, I'm asking why ladies and especially in the field of celebrity. They are not revealing their real age. Why? What is the reason behind that?
I don't know. Probably for them to become young and people to give importance to them for their beauty.
Yeah, you are right.
It will reward them from
the
age.
See, in which country you are coming from?
I come from France.
France. Okay. Yeah. So your dialect and your
accent
is different. Your accent is a little bit Frenchy, right?
Okay.
Okay. In France, what did you like most?
I really like the monuments, the houses, the experience of France. But I don't like one part. Can I say what I don't like?
What? Yeah, you tell me.
So I don't like where France does not allow people to wear hijab.
Oh yeah, but recently they had passed a resolution.
And also, I don't like France banning Muslim schools.
I don't know, it is not clear. Maybe they did not ban any
Muslim
schools. No, it is, I don't think, because France is a freedom country, so you can perform anything, but they are not making any trouble. So if people are troublesome to their country, like masking their face, and so they think it is trouble for their country and security and safety and security. So it is not good. So let's start. We can avoid this such kind of controversial question. Okay. See, I'm asking. How you came in modeling? What is the real reason behind modeling?
I was actually very interested in modeling, but the problem of modeling was I was very young, and so I wanted to do child modeling. But the problem is my parents weren't that much, into it. But after I showed my interest to modeling, I showed it to my mother, and she accepted. I think she thought I was very, very interested in modeling, and she thought I have to follow my dreams. And I was the this person. My mom called this person. What is his name? I think his name was Chanel. I don't know that much, but it was my first time. I think it was by someone else. But my mom called this man, and he was actually very prestigious, but I didn't know because I was very, very small. And so I got modeling avec Chanel.
Okay. So you are interested in modeling. Then why did you come to in acting or in a cinema field?
After doing modeling for like 5-10 years, I owed my age to it. After modeling for 3 years, I was like very, very interested in acting. I liked acting, but I wasn't that much interested in acting. But after I went to school and there was this dramatic monologue kind of thing, and I just went for it, and I thought I was really good at it.
Okay. So the next question is, you are a philanthropist, right? Okay. You are not interested to talk about.
Yeah, it's very controversial.
Yeah, controversial. Okay. So the next question is, you are a businesswoman, and how you entered in business field?
Actually, I really like business, but I like, for example, when I was like 5 years old, when I started modeling, I went to school. Obviously, I have to go to school. Education is really important. But with the, who is this? I don't know. Oh my God, there is a very good looking lady.
Okay, come to the point.
Okay, like I was saying. I was saying, can you not?
Oh, I'm so sick. Wow.
Can you, I don't know who this worker is.
Yeah.
Is this very cheap store?
Shut up. Stop it. Some of them are tests.
Oh my God. I really like French accent. I'm from France.
So, this is a business. You ended first business. What is the first business?
So, my whole inspiration came from when I was 5 years old, when I was starting modeling. Before in school, I went to school for education, and then I used to play this game where I would sell a piece of paper that had my drawings on it for like $1. Sorry, I come from USA. I don't know why you said dirham. But anyways.
Okay, you are a very funny character. And I may ask you one question. In business, who inspired you in business?
Okay, the person who inspired me for the business was me, myself.
Oh, okay. nice. It is very nice. You yourself learn the business from the business. Nobody learns like that. And you are very different, and you are unique.
Can you ask questions, please?
Yeah. Your parents? What about your parents?
I actually didn't like my parents, so I left them
in
old age homes because they were very old. I was very disturbed, irritated by their behavior.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes there are old people who are so irritating.
Yeah.
Irritating.
Okay.
It's always like...
Yeah, I agree. When you are getting old, your children will abandon you, right?
I don't care because I won't have children. And if my children abandon me, I will be happy.
Yeah,
because I'm not very irritating, like three of my parents.
Okay.
My parents is just irritating, like I don't like it. Anyways, you can do it.
I'm having the way at it.
And one more question.
This is my last question. I have an appointment, my nail appointment.
Okay. So, the last question is, your parents know you are mad or don't?
I do not like to answer this question, and I would like to rate this talk show 0 because I don't understand why you're asking this question. I want juicy questions. This is not what I expected. I came from all the way from London to this crappy place called, what is this place called? Dubai?
Yes.
I don't know what this place is called. Dubai?
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you very much, Ms. Khadija Haya. And thank you very much for the psychiatrist who bring this Haya here to talk show. And we send Haya to the mental hospital. Okay.
I don't have to.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Excuse me. Help me.
Yeah.
Hello, welcome to Vivali. It is a conversation between me and my daughter, Nafisa Haya. I will ask 10 questions, which is pre already written and understand between us. Okay, so first question, each question have 1 minute time to answer. 1 minute time. Okay. My first question is, before starting question, let me introduce ourselves. I am Hashim Abdulaziz.
And I am Nafisa Haya Hashim.
Okay. Now we start. Formally, I will ask 10 questions. Each question have its own variety and different aspects and different views. My first question, how do you feel in Blue Tower and compare with your old comfortable flat?
In Blue Tower, I feel very comfortable and I have everything in need right beside my nose. So I think Blue Tower is good to go because I have everything that I need. I have gym, I have food, I have everything, I have every facilities I need. But compared to my old hut, I actually didn't have that much of facilities. It wasn't that much clean, but I couldn't say I hated it because of every malls and every such places are near. Therefore, making me and my mother, therefore making it easier for me and my mother to travel around places.
Okay, fine. My next question is, to comfortable living, do you think earning money is essential? If so, what kind of solution do you have?
I think earning money is solution. Wait, what's the question? I'm so sorry.
To comfortable living, do you think earning money is
essential? Sorry.
Essential.
Yes, I think earning money is essential nowadays because nowadays everyone is depending on money, especially now during COVID-19 and this pandemic, everyone is striving to make more money and to make a living. So I think it is very essential nowadays. But if the solution that I have for making money is getting a very proper job, normal proper job that can give you good enough money to lead a healthy life.
Okay. So we'll start our third question. Before third question starts, let me ask you personally, in which class you are studying?
7B.
7B. In which school?
Gems are on Indian school.
I think their fee structure and everything is going high. And compared to fee structure, do you feel it is okay with you?
Yes, I do.
Okay, our third question starts. If you get a chance to work with a company as a marketing executive, how you make profitable for a particular product which is completely new for you?
First of all, I would think about the product itself, all its features, and then I would think about the budget. Then I will make a profitable budget and making it as a fixed price. Then promoting and advertising, finally getting sold.
Okay, that's all. And the fourth question. If your dreams come true, what and how you accept it?
Personally, my dream is to become a very successful yet famous doctor, and if it comes true, then I would be proud of myself for all of my hard work, and that's it.
Okay.
I would accept it.
And my fifth question. Before fifth question starts, let me conclude with the fourth question. Do you want to be a doctor? What kind of doctor do you feel?
I've been thinking about cardiologist for a long time, but I've also been thinking about criminologist because I think criminologist is a little scary and fun, but cardiologist is much more better and my alley because I want to know more because I'm good at scientific things for heart.
So normally you prefer as a doctor.
Yeah.
Anyhow, whether it is cardiologist or criminologist, you prefer to become a doctor, right?
Yes.
Okay. My fifth question starts, if a person help you to make your life comfortable, what return you may feel as a thanksgiving?
If a person who makes my life more comfortable and whatever I need, I would give them If a person in my life, if a person helps me to make my life comfortable, in return I would give them the opportunity or any a free return where they can come to me for any help 24/7.
Okay, now question number 6. How you feel living in Dubai and why you are like Dubai?
I feel safe. Naturally, I want a safe country because I'm not into countries which has slum and anything. And this country is morally like perfect. It's put together with all everything, regarding everything. And right now 2020 vision is coming and all. So therefore, UAE is thriving to become one of the famous countries. So therefore, I'm kind of liking the way UAE is becoming. And I like Dubai because it has more architecture, more opportunities, and it's a really good place.
Thank you. And seventh question. If somebody bullying you, it's a personal question, sir. If somebody bullying you, how do you feel? And how you react it?
If somebody was bullying me, I would feel sad inside, but I would react angry outside because that's how I work. Because mostly whenever I'm sad, I get frustrated because I'm sad, and I get frustrated at myself because why are you sad? Why are you sad for the simple things? And then I get frustrated, therefore showing revenge to the people who bullied me. Which is not that much of a great behavior, but I do have that behavior and I'm trying to reduce it.
Okay. Do you experience any bullying in your school life?
I did experience bullying, but that was regarding studies, and that's all. That was regarding studies, and we use regarding looks too, but I don't know why people bully regarding looks, because to be honest, later looks doesn't matter anyways.
Okay, and my eighth question is, if world will end by tomorrow, listen this, world will not end tomorrow, but if world will end by tomorrow, how you tolerate the panic? That means everywhere running, screaming, all over the world, all over the street, all over the building, there should be panic, right? So if world will end by tomorrow, how you tolerate the panic? And what reaction you will take in family?
If the world would end by tomorrow, I would tolerate the panic by being peaceful, because there is no use in being panic right now. Anyways, the world is going to be ending tomorrow and it's goodbye to life. Therefore, there is no use panicking, there is no use doing anything. And to my family, I would ask them to become more peaceful, more nice, and maybe I would just say goodbye to them, having a great life.
Anyway, so it's a ninth question. Ninth question is, if you get a lottery of $1 million, if you get a lottery of 1 million dirhams or dollar, what is your serious plan and how you wisely use it?
If I got 1 million lottery, then my serious plan and how I will wisely use it is, I will only use about 10,000 or 10k dollars for all my needs or all my personal needs. Therefore, keeping that $990,000 for investment or for bank or something, or keeping it in bank or saving it for later, because we'll never know. Because using it right now might be a waste. We're just using it for dresses and things. And so whenever in need, whenever I am in really desperate need of money, I can go back and have that much money with me. But regarding the $10,000, I would have $1,000 to do charity work and other works too.
Okay. Nice. And my 10th and last question, final question is this. Yeah, this is a question. So what is your primary in your life? What is your primary, the
objective?
Yeah, whatever it is, what is your primary life? I'm giving you options. These options are only one option you can select. Mm. In these options, only one option you can select. And that option, you have to explain why I choose this option and why I disgrace that other options or why I dump other options. You must be clearly to that. You can take 1 minute. What is your primary in your life? A. Happiness. B. Earning. C. Lazy life. D. Worryless life. Or worryless, and E, serious.
My primary objective of my life till then and now is to become happy, because as the old saying goes, if you have money but you don't have happiness, there's no use in money. So I think happiness is what we all are looking for. All the jobs that we're doing is for happiness. The earning is for happiness. Everything that we are doing right now is all for happiness. Just think about it. The money we need is to buy things that we desperately need, or we want as a pleasure for us or a treat for us, and therefore giving us more happiness in life. That's why we are earning. That's why we're having job. And so I think happiness is a very important part in our life. I think that's really important.
Okay. It's concluded, and we have taken nearly 12 to 13 minutes to finish this our conversation. And Miss Aya, she is studying 7th standard, and sooner she will going to upgrade in 8th standard in our own school in Dubai. And thank you very much, Nafisa Haya, for
You're
being.
Thank you for being. Thank you for having me here.
Yeah, thank you very much, and have a nice day.
Thank
Till
you.
Then, bye bye.
Ordinary. I know I'm not an ordinary 10-year-old kid. I mean, sure, I do ordinary things. I eat ice cream. I ride my bike. I play ball. I have an Xbox. Stuff like that makes me ordinary. I guess, and I feel ordinary inside. But I know ordinary kids don't make other ordinary kids run away screaming in the playground. I know ordinary kids don't get stared at wherever they go. If I found a magic lamp and I could have one wish, I would wish that I had a normal face and no one ever noticed at all. I would wish that I could walk down the street without people seeing me and then doing that look away thing.
I am not an ordinary 10 years old kid. I mean, sure, I do ordinary things. I eat ice cream, I ride my bike, I play ball, I have an Xbox. Stuff like that make me ordinary, I guess. And I feel ordinary inside. But I know ordinary kids don't make other ordinary kids run away screaming in playgrounds. I know ordinary kids don't get stared at wherever they go. If I found a magic lamp and I could have one wish, I would wish that I had a normal face that no one ever noticed at all. I would wish that I could walk down the street without people seeing me and then doing that look away thing. That is what I think. The only reason I am not ordinary is that no one else seen me that way.